This recording, Portugal 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comagat Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comagat Secure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in the deserted eastern of a territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much newer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that inchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated her ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was fair price for a cure. So when I was 18 years old, at the time I was working in this coffee shop, and there was this guy that was madly in love with me. I didn't like him, but he liked me so much that he was always there. He was always trying to take me out for a date and everything, but I always refused. After a while, we started to get to know each other better. I started liking him, and so we started a relationship, a serious relationship. We were like on a 3 weeks relationship when he asked me if I wanted to go on vacation with him for the Dominican Republic. And I said, yes, why not? So I think the 6 weeks we were together, he stopped talking to me, he stopped texting me, he was not there anymore for me. He went off all the way, he stopped everything. So things went really bad. He broke up with me in the meantime, but he still said, yeah, we're going together for this trip. I never knew what was happening. Maybe some issue with him, something wrong in his family. I never knew what was happening. And so the day before the trip, I called him. He never answered the whole day. So the flight was the next day on a Monday at 1. So he called me at 9 a.m. telling me, oh, I'm not going because I have a pain in my back and everything. And I'm like, okay. And he asked me, do you want to go by yourself? And I was like, no way, I don't want to go by myself. I'm so scared. I never get off in this place. I'm just here from the village, I'm just so scared to go off the country, so far. And that it would never cross my mind. But that night, I had my friend sleeping with me. So as soon as I hung up the phone call, she said, why you said you don't want to go? Of course you go by yourself. He gave me the tickets that morning. I was crying so much. I managed to get someone to get me on the airport. So there was this girl. She was in my class. she texts me. She said, "Oh, I'm here in the airport. Maybe we can meet before you go. I just dropped my mom because she's going back home because her mommy was from Germany." So I met her there, and I was like, "Oh my God, I'm going this trip alone. I can't believe it." I was so sad. When her mom said, "Well, you have your passport in your bag. Why don't you go with her?" I was like, "Okay, so let's try." So then we went to the desk. We changed the flights to her name. She had no luggage. She had nothing. So we went on this trip in Dominican Republic on a 5-star hotel, everything included. We didn't pay for anything, only us two. And they had the best trip of my life. And so that was the therapy for losing him, because at the end we find out he was cheating on me. That was the issue. But he paid for the therapy, so it was good.
Olá, só para relembrar que hoje é dia 12 de dezembro de 2017 e o Natal está quase a chegar. Quando for grande, eu quero ser a pessoa mais feliz do mundo.